Well, we want to take a closer look now at a Supreme Court decision this week on political spending. The court's conservative majority sided with Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz in a case over how candidates can pay back borrowed money from their campaigns. It's the court's latest move loosening campaign finance restrictions. NYU Law Professor Richard Pildes joins us now. Professor, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
So this all started back in 2018 when Senator Ted Cruz loaned his campaign $260,000 the day before the election. Why was that a problem, and how did that violate the 2002 McCain-Feingold Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act?
The Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act permitted candidates, if they loaned money to their campaigns, to pay those loans off with contributions that had been raised before the election. And they could also raise money after the election to pay off loans, but only up to $250,000 in loans. Ted Cruz wanted to challenge this law. He thought it was unconstitutional. And so he loaned himself more than $250,000 at the very end of the campaign, precisely to challenge this provision.
So why was this practice banned in the first place? What was the law intending to prevent?
So both before and after the election, individuals can contribute up to $2,900 to a candidate's campaign per election. The concern about those contributions coming in after the election, beyond this $250,000 limit, was that once you know a candidate has won, you're contributing money to a winning candidate. That's much more valuable to do than, you know, risking the money in advance the candidate may lose. But on top of that, the view was candidates are going to be particularly grateful to people who help them pay off personal loans they've made to their campaigns. And therefore, the risk was that the candidate would be too beholden to those donors.
I see. So Senator Cruz says that this is a victory for the First Amendment and for freedom of speech in the political process. But in her dissent, Justice Elena Kagan said, quote, "It doesn't take a political genius to see the heightened risk of corruption, the danger of I'll make you richer and you'll make me richer arrangements between donors and office holders," end quote. So, Professor, what's the potential impact of this ruling?
I don't think this was considered a major campaign finance decision one way or the other. It will have a minor effect. Candidates will loan themselves larger amounts of money than they were willing to loan before this. You know, even if they loan themselves $1 million, they can pay that $1 million off if money can be raised after the election in these $2,900 chunks.
Right. But, so that was Chief Justice Roberts' opinion. That's what he said in the majority opinion, that there's still this cap, a $2,900 cap on contributions, and that will continue.
That's correct. And one of the big underlying debates is how much the government has to actually prove that there's real corruption going on. Justice Kagan says in dissent, look, it's obvious the candidates are going to be beholden to donors who give them $2,900 to pay off their personal loans after the election. And in fact, we see in the states candidates who do this then look to be giving benefits to those donors. Chief Justice Roberts says, well, there's correlation there, but there's not real proof that the benefits were given because this money was used to pay off these loans. And this is just a tension that runs through a lot of these cases. How much of a burden does the government have to bear to actually prove concretely that there's real corruption going on? Of course, it's very difficult to prove that.
You've said, Professor, that this isn't considered to be a major decision, but the court has already struck down parts of this law. What does this week's decision tell you about the future of this law and where the court stands on campaign finance?
Well, we've known for many years now that the Roberts Court is highly skeptical of many of the campaign finance laws that have come before it. I don't think we're surprised by this decision. It's of a par of a piece with a lot of the other decisions. And the court has now held unconstitutional a variety of provisions in the McCain-Feingold law. There's one major provision that's still left, but most of it has been held unconstitutional at this point. You know, we have a system in which vast amounts of money can pour into elections. There's very minimal constraint on that. And we see that. We see that in these primary elections, vast amounts of money being spent. We see it in general elections. And there's certainly no indication the Roberts Court is backing off from its view that the First Amendment provides strong protections for campaign spending during the election process.
That's NYU Law Professor Richard Pildes. Professor, thanks for the perspective.
Glad to talk to you.